when I look at these testing and wearables, these biosensors, they come home and they say, and some of these people are 300-400 pounds. And they say, the doctor told me that my obesity is a disease and I can't help it. And there's nothing I can do about it. So they're going to help me just live my life safely with the right things. So they get an insulin pump that's bioelectric thing inside them. Some of them just get the biosensor that tells their blood sugar. So then they give themselves the dose of whatever. And it's just, it's so overwhelming. There's so many people that are getting it now. And I'm sure it has codes now and there's lots of money being made off of it, but they're actually implanting these Wi-Fi devices. They can put their phone near their body and it tells them their blood sugar right away. So what do you guys think about that?
So we have to understand, because we're all four trained medical doctors. We've heard the rap. The essence of modern conventional medicine, and I would say a large part of so-called alternative and functional medicine, is the fundamental premise that you have nothing to do with your illness. Nothing. The reasons you get sick are bad luck, germs, or genetics, right? That's it. And woe unto you, doctor, if you ever tell the patient, you know, maybe you shouldn't have done that, or like did, you know, lived like that, or ate all that, or whatever. That's like verboten, because then you're blaming the patient and you're a jerk and you should never do that. And the purpose of that is to disempower people. That's the purpose. And put the power into the medical system where they want it so that they can do things to you because it's you didn't do anything. And so this is an example of that. Whereas if you just think like a little bit rationally about somebody coming in like 400 pounds, you might think, you know, I should probably ask this guy like what he eats and what he does during the day. And maybe he's like a little too fat. And right? Like, maybe if I worked with that a little bit, his life might get better. Now, right. You can think about that. Which do you think will help you more? Working with somebody who thinks like that and will help you, you know, not be so fat and so dysfunctional, or someone who says, no, you're good. Just this thing.
Yeah, everything's fine. It's not your fault.
You're good. You didn't do it. It's genetics.
Yeah. Yeah, Tom, you took the words out of my mouth, because that's exactly what I was going to say. It's a tool of disempowerment from the power that the actual individual should have into restoring their own health.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is the way our world is going. I mean, it matches with just this whole liberal, you know, output of like, oh my gosh, you know, people, they can't help this. They can't help their gender confused. Like it has no responsibility in it, you know? And it's become taboo, to say it lightly, to even say like, did you ever think maybe the microplastics could have something to do with the fact that like we can't figure out what gender we are anymore? And like you can't, you know, so there's so many realms of normal culture that show you like it's not okay to take responsibility. You're just a victim and we all need to support that, you know, and that will cause disease in anyone.